temper brings this honor to my happy Mushu palace.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
I'm feeling happy. Have you gone mad?
I'm so mad at you, I don't think I'll ever talk to you again.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Welcome back to the Evan Bray Show. I am Tamara Cherry in for Evan for just one day for today, leading into the long weekend. And I'm going to get this started off giving a hug to all of you listeners who are tuning in today. It's always such a joy to see your text messages and get your phone calls while I'm filling in for Evan. And especially in this segment, Bugs and Hugs, 1-877-332-8255. What is bugging you this week, folks? Who do you want to send a hug out to this week? Give me a call, 1-877-332-8255. If you are joining us at the top of the show, then you might have heard it is my oldest son's birthday today, and I am sending a big hug to him today, hoping that he had a reasonable amount of sleep last night at his sleepover so we can enjoy all the festivities. We're going to be doing some all-you-can-eat sushi for lunch. We are doing some mini golfing. After that, we are going to the Spider-Man. Frank's asking if he can come. Frank, I wish you could, but it's a maximum of 5 people. This is why, well, they say 5 adults, so we're 2 adults and 3 kids, so I don't know. But unfortunately, we have to leave our dog at home. And then we're going to the Spider-Man movie tonight. My son has also recently discovered the joys of Houston Pizza Garden Salad with their house dressing. And he has requested that for his birthday dinner. So he is having salad for his birthday dinner. Give me a call, 1-877-332-8255 with all of your bugs and hugs. I also want to send a hug out to anybody who's flying WestJet this weekend, because I know you've got to be not just this weekend, but you've got to be feeling some anxiety if you have any WestJet flights coming up over the next week or so. Because, of course, there is a potential strike action that could be happening with WestJet workers walking off the job as early as 12:01 a.m. our time on Sunday. So, folks, if you are in that crowd of anxious passengers, again, I'm going to tell you to go to airpassengerrights.ca, airpassengerrights.ca. We had the founder of the Air Passenger Rights Advocacy Group, Gabor Lukacs, on with us today. And you know what? While I'm at it, let's send a hug out to Gabor, because my God, that man is a busy man when it comes to strike actions and whatnot. But he does this stuff, folks, as a volunteer, and because he really wants the best for you as air travelers. He has fought various airlines and won on dozens of issues in the past, and he has many, many great tips for everybody there. I would also like to send a hug out to some folks up in Prince Albert. There was a Prince Albert area teen named Arabelle who died back in 2023 from complications due to COVID-19. And her grandparents, Valerie and Chuck, have done some amazing work in her honor over the years. And next week on August 8th, there's going to be baby goat yoga happening. This is the Baby Goat Yoga fundraiser, with all proceeds being donated to Boreal Healthcare Foundation's Equip the Vic campaign in memory of their granddaughter Arabelle. So folks, head out for some baby yoga. I mean, does this even need to be for a fundraiser? Baby goats, I'm there, except I can't be in Prince Albert next week, unfortunately, but maybe you can be. If you want more information on that, you can head to the Prince Albert Events Facebook page. I'm heading to the phone lines now with Harold calling in from Regina. Harold, you got a bug or a hug today?
You know, I got a bug. I have 475 newcomers in my iPhone, so nobody can accuse me of being a racist. But these people that come into our country from Iran and India and can drive 6 months without on their license, they need a bit of an update. And I just talked to a gal. She's been a driver trainer for years. And she said the biggest problem is these people that come, and the rules are different in their countries. Mm-hmm. So I went to SGI, and they said, well, Canadians are bad drivers, too. And that's true.
Absolutely.
But but I really would want, and we have two trainers. They aren't registered or anything, and they do this. And it was so helpful for them to get to know our rules. So I'm kind of bugged that SGI is not listening, and we should give those people an opportunity to get trained in the Canadian way of driving.
All right, Harold. And I guess that's also a hug for your driver trainer friend there too, right, Harold?
Yeah. Oh, they're terrific. You would not believe it. You would not believe it. They take people that I wouldn't take on the road and make, I have so many successful stories of these two guys. One's from Ireland and then my friend Bob Grant, he's from Regina here. He's been my friend for 40 years, and they're terrific, really terrific. So I'm thankful for volunteers that help us.
Wonderful. Harold in Regina, thank you very much, and enjoy your long weekend, Harold.
Thank you so much, yes.
All right, folks, it's Bugs and Hugs time. Give us a call at 1-877-332-8255. Again, 1-877-332-8255. I would like to send a hug out to Sarah and Nicole and Frank, who always work so hard behind the scenes to put this show together. I had a particularly busy week this week, so I didn't really get to jump into show planning until like last night. And it is just always such a joy working with the wonderful team over here at CKOM and CJME, because they do such a great job getting me prepared for the day's topics. All right, we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we are continuing Bugs and Hugs. What is bugging you this week? Who would you like to send a hug out to this week? 1-877-332-8255. Give me a call or send me a text message. You're listening to Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray today on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You're the best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerks start calling. They're running out of you.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka. Oh,
yeah. Welcome back, folks. I'm Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray today. And one of my favorite segments when I'm filling in for Evan is Bugs and Hugs. It's a chance for you all to give me a call. Tell me who you'd like to send a hug out to today. Tell me what is bugging you. I'm getting a lot of bugs on the text line at 1-877-332-8255. That is for phone calls and text messages, but I really do love to talk to you folks, so give me a call. But a lot of bugs on the text line. Gavin in Saskatoon writing in, "Hey, Tamara, I am bugged by the city of Saskatoon. No accountability to anything from the deed to these expensive rocks, and no truthful answers as to why and what's going on. So sad, let alone sending your counselor an email is all for naught." All right. Thank you to Gavin in Saskatoon. Ken in Regina sending in a bug. Scott Moe attending Lindsey Graham's funeral. Ken writing in, "Trump is the worst president ever and is no friend of Canada. Any Canadian who supports or agrees with Trump should move to the States. He is a felon. I doubt the Graham family personally invited him. Is Moe a closet Trump supporter? He needs to grow some bleep like Doug Ford in Ontario." That bleep word there, I could probably say it on air, but it's one of those things that's like, if my kids are listening, I wouldn't want them to say it. So thank you for that, Ken in Regina. Ray, and I'm not sure where, somewhere in Saskatoon, texting in, "Bugged by the continuous reports of dangerous sex offenders being re-released without being rehabilitated whatsoever. But a hug to the Regina police for at least giving the poor folk in that heritage neighborhood a heads up to be on their toes. The justice system doesn't work here, so we got to pull together as a community and look out for each other's kids." Hear, hear, Ray. I want to send a hug out to the Regina Pats, who announced this week a 15% cut across all single game tickets for the 2026-27 season. My kids have loved going to Pats games in the past. It'll definitely be something that we will take in at some point over the next season. There's a new family zone offering of seats at $12.50. That's a 58% reduction, folks. So there you go. Heading back to the text line. Actually, you know what? I wanted to send out another hug, because guess what's on this week? Queen City X in Regina. It is a scorcher. So I'm going to send a hug out to all of the workers down at the X this weekend. I was speaking with somebody this morning who said that the people who work at the carnival freak him out because he just feels like they're there to just, you know, take his money and all the games and everything like that. Yes, but having worked at the exhibition as a teenager over several years, hawking, cotton candy and candy apples and caramel apples and all that fun stuff, I know it's long days. And most of the people that work there, it's not like they're working an 8-hour shift or whatever. They are working from first thing in the morning until into the evening. So I'm sending a hug out to all the people who are working at the Queen City X this weekend, especially under all of that heat. All right, heading now to the phone lines. And before I do, I'll just put the phone number out one more time, 1-877-332-8255 with your bugs and hugs. The old guy. Why am I seeing this name as the old guy? Who is the old guy in Saskatoon? And do you have a bug or a hug for me, the old guy?
I got a bug because I'm the old guy. I'm over 70.
So you have to be bugged by something. You got to be a curmudgeon by then, huh?
I'm not as old as Jesus is. So.
Hey, my dad's over 70, and I would call him a curmudgeon, too. But he doesn't want to be called old quite yet.
I do. I look closer to Jesus than Jesus does.
Okay. Yeah. What's your bug, then?
The bug I got is the fair goes from Tuesday to Tuesday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
8 days. On Sunday, Annette, there's no bus service after 8 o'clock on Sunday. It's been like that for years.
Ugh.
On Saskatoon Transit.
Right.
You know, I think that's stupid for the demolition thing. It's been like that for years.
Yes.
And they put Sunday last year, and all the other ones, they put that on Senior's Day, so it means you can't get home.
So do you go earlier in the day, or do you just not go?
Well, I can't go because the demolition thing starts at 9, 10 o'clock, and it's the fireworks, so how the hell am I going to get home?
Aye.
And it's over $60 for a cab ride.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the second bug I got is, you got those green bins in Regina, right?
Yep.
And you get yours taken every week, right?
It is every week, some times of the year, and I believe it is every other week, other parts of the year.
Well, in Saskatoon, for the whole blessed year, it's every second week.
Hmm.
And in the summertime, it sucks because I had 2 apple trees, whatever, and I cut my grass in that, and I need the bins in that toward fall.
And those can fill up quickly, and they can also stink quite a bit, can't they?
Every 2 weeks, that's what I'm complaining about.
Right. Yes, I believe that in Regina, the green bin collection is weekly from April through October, and then bi-weekly from November through March.
Uh-huh.
All right. All right, that's it. That's all the bugs for an old guy. Oh, you got one more. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, in Saskatoon, I live on the street. They changed the name on.
Okay.
You know, it used to be John A. McDonald.
Uh huh.
Well, I have a problem. It wasn't from my postal code. I wouldn't get my mail.
Oh.
During the strike, and that Sask Energy said the name of my street isn't in the English language.
Oh goodness.
I couldn't get that, and I got a sign that swings both ways horizontally.
Oh, good.
When
goodness.
The wind comes up, the sign is that long, eh? Horizontal. I'm serious. Even the confession, what they call that book, that Believe It or Not,
mm-hmm.
can't believe that sign's that long.
Oh, my gosh.
In the Guinness book. I'm serious.
You got to send us a picture of the sign, old guy.
I would. It's facing right in front of my house there. I mean, I can. They actually touch whatever it was as far as that on both sides of the street as you're coming up the street because they're only a few inches apart.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, you got to come up here in that, eh?
You know what?
What?
Old guy, I know you actually have a name, but you are the self-described old guy. First of all, you're not that old. Second of all, I'm sending you a hug. 75. You need a hug with all that curmudgeonliness.
I surely do there, boy. What hug could I get?
Okay.
You know what I get hugged for? Because I told my doctor I only got 3 months to live 4 times a year.
Oh,
I'm surprised so much. And leap year, it's 4 times every three times, whatever it is.
Gosh.
Good one, eh?
I'm sending you a hug for listening to CKOM and CJME.
Thank you. I need one of those.
Okay. Have a wonderful long weekend, okay?
Bye-bye.
Send us a picture of the street sign. All right.
I hope so, my old phone. Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Heading to Les in Corning. Les, you got a bug or a hug today?
I got a bug, Tamara.
What's your bug today, Les?
Well, my bug is all these people that have Trump derangement syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Drives me crazy. With Scott Moe going down to that funeral, I applaud it. We need to maintain ties with the U.S. They're our biggest trading partner. 80 or 85% of our goods go down. And Carney keeps pushing that, you know, the world is becoming more dangerous and divided. Yeah, he's dividing Canada and trying to run the narrative, I guess you might say, that vote for Canada only and buy Canada only. Well, that isn't helping matters. Put the booze back on the shelves. Let's get negotiating at the table, which he doesn't want, because he's lining it up that Brookfield, being he's 85 or 90% invested in the U.S. anyway. So he doesn't want Canada to succeed. So that bugs me, Tamara.
All right, Les, thank you very much for calling in. Sending a hug to you for your long weekend, all right? All right, heading back to the text line before we go to a quick break. To counter what Les and Corning just had to say, the self-described radicalized Dylan sending in, here I am bugged by the fact that my tax dollars paid for Scott Moe to go to Lindsey Graham's funeral, who supported all the tariffs against Canada. So much for Team Canada. Not to mention it's a terrific stance on human rights, but it makes sense because Scott Moe was down there rubbing shoulders with Benjamin Netanyahu. All right, that's from quote-unquote radicalized Dylan. And Matt in Melford texting in, hugs to your passenger rights person for his efforts, bugs to the airlines and our rights that don't help out when airlines owe you compensation. Hear, hear, Matt. I second your hug to the first guest that we had leading off the show today. He is, of course, the founder of the air passenger rights advocacy group, Gabor Lukacs, and what a busy guy he is these days. I know I have somebody waiting on the line, but I'm going to just ask you to wait a little bit more because we're going to be going into a break shortly, and I want to make sure that you get the time that you deserve. There's a bug coming in on the text line from Brian saying, too many potholes still. Some are huge, and with even the little rain last night, they fill, and you have no idea how deep some of them are, and some are really deep. I hear you, Brian. This late in the season, we should not be having so many potholes around. I have sort of thought the same around my neighborhood. Keep your bugs and hugs coming, folks. 1-877-332-8255. Lois in Regina, I know you are waiting. Keep waiting patiently, and there are other calls coming in as well. Another hug to my oldest. 12 years ago today, I became a mother for the first time. And a hug to his two younger siblings who are going to get zero attention from me and their father today. I joke. We're going to have a very special day. 1-877-332-8255. Give me a call with all of your bugs and hugs. You are listening to Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray. Today and only today, heading into the long weekend. And it's going to be a scorcher. 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Why don't you do the world a favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids, until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea, from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Welcome back, folks. 1-877-332-8255 with your Bugs and Hugs of the week. So many people waiting patiently online. So my first hug of this segment goes to you, Lois and Regina. You've been waiting so patiently. Thank you for calling in. You got a bug or a hug today?
Of course. Good morning, Tamara.
Morning.
I have a bug.
What's your bug?
My bug is about the city of Regina. Mayor, councillors, administration being and their lack of forthcoming around this big building that's going into Harbor Landing. That building is supposed to be six stories, 300 units, just plopped into the middle of our area. We already have density, and we already have traffic, heavy traffic. And that building, I'm guessing, with a minimum of 300 to 600 people, 300 to 400 cars, at minimum, and insufficient infrastructure is going to cause some really serious problems. And the city won't talk to us about it. They're saying that the traffic impact assessment belongs to the developer, so they won't release it.
Oh, goodness.
And as for a neighborhood impact assessment, we haven't seen it. Those sorts of things seem not to be released to the public. And last I heard, our taxes went to the city, not to a developer.
Yes, that sounds very frustrating, Lois. Thank you very much for your call. And you would not be the first to be frustrated in that area of Regina about traffic issues. I know that there was a school that started diverting kids to another school because shortly after it opened, it was already bursting at the seams. So, Lois, thank you very much for your call. And I'm sending you a hug today. Hopefully you can get some answers from the city on that. All right, heading to Darcy. Darcy, thank you very much for your patience waiting on the line in Saskatoon. You got a bug or a hug today?
Well, I have a bit of a bug.
What's that?
The folks that are complaining about Premier Mo going to a funeral and costing the taxpayers of Saskatchewan money. I would like to remind them, in the not-too-distant past, Premier Calvert brought ex-Vice President Al Gore to Saskatchewan, and it cost the taxpayers of this province $150,000, which SaskTel paid to have Al Gore give a speech.
Hmm.
And I don't think anything that he talked about has ever come true.
All right. Darcy in Saskatoon, thank you very much. Continuing that conversation on the Scott Moe funeral visit today. Dave in Saskatoon. Dave, you got a bug or a hug today?
Hi. Yes, from Saskatchewan Beach, not Saskatoon, but
Saskatchewan Beach. How's the weather out there today, Dave?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Nice, enjoy. Yeah. All right, so what do you have for me today? A bug or a hug?
A bug. Provincial government, the healthcare. Everybody knows it's broken, but how can it be so broken? You can't even give birth in Estevan for a baby. You got to drive all the way to Regina. Give birth to a baby.
Yes, that is. I cannot imagine being pregnant and staring down that. That's the local maternity unit at St. Joseph's Hospital in Estevan that's temporarily closed. Is that right?
Health minister, yes. The family should move there and see how his wife deals with giving birth to a baby. And you got to drive 2 hours away. And if you have complications, then what happens?
Yeah. All right, Dave, sending you a hug out for your weekend. Thank you very much for calling in that bug.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay, going to Larry. Larry in Saskatoon, waiting patiently on the line. You got a bug or a hug today, Larry?
I have a hug for the Senate committee, especially for Senator Rand Paul and Senator Moreno, doing the best cross-examination of Dr. Anthony Fauci you have ever seen. And Dr. Rand Paul, a senator, is also a medical doctor, and he knew that Dr. Fauci was not telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth throughout the pandemic. And I would like to give a big hug to those, and I wish that we in Canada had a Senate committee or even some committee that could get to that kind of questioning and cross-examination. Unfortunately, we don't have that democratic system that they have there.
All right, Larry. Didn't get a lot of answers, though, from Dr. Fauci, though, did they? Some fiery questions, but not a lot of answers with all the pleading of the fifth, right?
That doesn't even apply to him. And the Supreme Court decision back in the 1800s stated, you've got a pardon, your privilege of Fifth Amendment does not apply.
All right, Larry in Saskatoon, thanks very much for calling in. Have a great long weekend. We've got time, I think, for one more call before we go back to a break. Steve calling from Regina. Steve, you got a bug or a hug today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I got a bit of a bug going into a long weekend. I wish you and all listeners a great August long weekend. I'm just a little bit frustrated with the lack of accountability to the taxpayer in this city of Regina. City Hall continues to make decisions that are clearly against the popular vote, and our taxes increasingly go up. It's to the point of ridiculousness. I was driving down 11th Avenue with my grandson this morning, and what really frustrates me is the decline and decay of the city. Our parks are no longer parks for kids and families. They're people laying on the sidewalks and passed out and shooting up with the narcotics, and it's just a dirty, disgusting mess. Our downtown has decayed into something that really provides zero motivation for anybody to go downtown and support businesses, which are the infrastructure of the city. And if you do, 8 times out of 10, you end up with a parking ticket, because now you've got to download an app, and it's just you try to be positive and support a city and support local, but this city is making it ever increasingly more difficult and more difficult and more expensive. And there has to come a point where these city employees or municipal and provincial politicians are held accountable, and the taxpayer at the end of the day is paying for this. And it's sad to see how far the city has come down. It's just decayed. You look back 10 years and where this city is today is just, it's a sad story.
Well, thank you very much for calling that in, Steve. Sending a hug to you and your grandson this weekend.
Thank
Hopefully you have some nice family time heading into the long weekend. Maybe some time at the X. All right, folks, keep your, I just got a message from my daughter. Are you coming home soon? Are you not listening to the radio, daughter? Come on. Do you not know the schedule of the Evan Bray Show, almost 10-year-old? No, I'm not coming home soon. I'll be there in a couple of hours, okay? 1-877-332-8255. Keep your calls and texts coming. It is Bugs and Hugs time. I've got some Bugs and Hugs, too, to share on the other side of the break. You're listening to Tamara Cherry on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Super duper!
That's awesome!
Want to give you a big hug.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Welcome back to the show. I need to send a hug out to my sister and her family. They are listening to the Evan Bray Show, folks, while they are on their East Coast road trip driving to PEI. And I'm just so happy for you guys that you're enjoying your road trip out there. And on that note, I really have to send a hug out to my parents who are dog sitting for my sister and who have been cleaning up the dog poop on every floor of the house for the last week. I'm kidding. There have not been any accidents, dear sister, or intentionals that I am aware of. All right. 1-877-332-8255. Heading over to the phone lines now. Larry, being patient on the lines in Regina. You got a bug or a hug or both today, Larry?
I have both.
What do you got?
Well, first, the bug. People need to learn that the signal light means on your car means you're going to turn. If you don't touch the signal until you're actually turning, there's no point.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like it's people just saying, like, don't give me a ticket, officer, if you didn't see that I didn't signal. It's like it's just saving their own butts. But I hear you. I share that bug. All right.
It's irritating. But the thing that the hug is for all the people, the landscapers, gardeners, and other people who work at Wascana Park just to keep the park looking beautiful. They're always, I walk there every day, walk around the lake, and there are always people working to keep it beautiful.
I love that, Larry. I am always so appreciative walking around parks across this province and just enjoying the sights, the sounds, the smells, and just being able to walk through and see the beautiful things. Thank you very much, Larry. Sending you a hug heading into the weekend. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Frank in Regina. Frank, is this Frank, the producer? Are you calling the show? No. Frank in Regina?
No, this is the ugly Frank in Regina.
Frank, you got a hug for me today?
I have a hug for you, Tamara.
Aw.
For giving your daughter a reality check. Not enough parents do that anymore.
What did I say? I'm not going to be home for a couple more hours?
Well, you told her, you know, you can hear me on the radio. Why do you think I'll be home right away?
You know, we're assuming, though, that she's actually listening on the radio. And I have to say, Frank, that she also sent me a message. She's obviously having her, like, 30 minutes of allotted tablet time right now. She also sent me a little GIF or GIF, I never say it right, of an adorable little kitten that says, I miss you. Okay. And I said, I love you. And she said another little GIF, because that's how we communicate, saying love you more. So, yeah, I'm sending a thank you for your hug, Frank. I'm hugging you back. Yeah, we got to be these hardline parents. No gentle parenting here.
That's right.
Listen to the Evan Bray Show, kids. Get off your tablets.
Sounds good.
Okay, Frank, have a great long weekend.
You too, thanks.
Thank you. All right, guys, we still have a bit of time left for Bugs and Hugs at 1-877-332-8255. You can send me whatever is bugging you, whatever you would like to, or whomever you would like to send a hug out to today. I am sending a hug out to the adorable little ducklings that were recently hatched in a stream near my home. I thought it was pretty late in the season to see them, but it just warmed my heart. And because I would never actually pick them up and give them a hug, I'm giving them a radio hug because I'm sure they're all listening to the Evan Bray Show. Quinn in Saskatoon texting in, huge. Okay. It says huge butt about the cameras. I'm guessing that means huge bug or a hug about the camera lights. I'm going to say huge bug about the camera lights in Saskatoon that do not have a counter on the walk light. So everyone is slowing down and slamming on their brakes to avoid a ticket. This should be illegal to not have this in place. All right, Quinn, you know what also bugs me? When there is the countdown, but then the light doesn't change because I slow down and then it doesn't change. And then I'm like, well, shoot, I should just have kept going. Kimberly from Assiniboia writing in, hugs. Hi, Tamara. Hugs to you for an awesome job hosting today. Thank you, Kimberly. And she's continuing, bug is Sask Power. Just got a whopper of a bill because their system can't figure out bill amounts or correct due dates. Then they send an apology email and arbitrarily change the due date and want money now after their errors. Have a fantastic day. Yes, it's funny how that works, isn't it, Kimberly? It's like, we screwed up, but now pay us! Give us our payment. Chris in Saskatoon texting in, I honestly believe that our cities are doing a disservice. It's a jumble of letters there, Chris. But he says, I honestly believe that our cities are doing, I think, a disservice to their taxpayers by allowing crime and homelessness to take over. It can be done. It might not be ideal. It might be tough. But what is currently being allowed is destroying what was created. That's Chris in Saskatoon. It's Joe in Regina texting in, hugs and bug and solution. Hugs for both cities' police chiefs and the good officers ahead of a busy long weekend. And all the medical staff on the highways and in the hospitals. Bug, excessively loud motorcycles, cars, and trucks. Solution, more ticketing IOU'd vehicles to pay for fixing the potholes. Oh, loud vehicles. Got it. Thanks for that correction, Frank. More ticketing loud vehicles to pay for fixing the top potholes. I love that. Every time you hear, this is Joe still typing in, every time you hear a loud vehicle, it is a loss of revenue. Everyone, please have a safe weekend. Thank you, Joe, for that. I'm sending a hug to Joe. What an excellent bug and hug and solution that we just got in from Joe. I got to say, the loud motorcycles, cars, and trucks, they bug me too. And especially when I hear it from my backyard, and I'm like, where are these people possibly driving right now? Because it's not right in front of my house. I don't see anybody like around when you look out onto the roads. Like, how loud are you really that I can hear from you here in my home? Sharon in Regina saying, a hug for you. You are a cheery breath of fresh air. Have a great weekend. I'll leave the bugs for another day. Okay, Sharon, fun fact, because you wrote you're a cheery with a capital C on the cheery. I guess that's a play on my name, Cherry, breath of fresh air. Many, many years ago, I was a writer for the Toronto Sun newspaper and slamming out a story, get it out the door for whatever deadline. And I accidentally wrote my own byline, Tamara Cheery, instead of Tamara Cherry. So that became a nickname of mine when I was working at the Toronto Sun. We're going back like almost two decades now. Cheery. Hey, Cheery, how's it going? Thank you for that, Sharon. I'm sending a hug back to you and everybody who texted and called in. I love bugs and hugs. You know what else I love? Felton Johnson's It's Eatin' Time, and that's coming up on the other side of the break here. You are listening to The Evan Bray Show. Tamara Cherry in for Evan just today on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.